An Oath by Blonde by Zeiskite, read by Sam Gabriel. With many years of practice, Goro maintained a neutral expression, smothering the clusterfuck of emotions festering in the pit of his stomach. The boy in front of him had to be 5 at most, and he was an American. It had been shocking at first, but then again, Shido's depravity being global wasn't much of a shock either. The child looked up at Goro with small, beady black eyes and asked in a heavily accented voice,
"Goro?"
"Akechi," he corrected tersely, his voice slipping back into his natural register. There was no need to speak in the higher, more saccharine tones of the detective prince, especially when the pair was secluded. The back alley they were situated in was close enough to the subway to enter the metaverse, and Goro opened the metanav without much preamble.
"Stay close to me."
The child moved closer to him, his expression slightly pinched. He was much too trusting, Goro mused to himself as the alleyway melted into the dizzying reds and blacks of mementos. Goro's true, darker outfit manifested tightly around his form, his vision tinting crimson through his visor. His phone had morphed into his serrated blade, and Loki buzzed in the back of his mind, ready to burst to life.
"What's this place?"
the boy asked, his voice squeaky and far too naive to be echoing against the walls of mementos. Goro had been young when he first entered the metaverse, but this boy, his half-brother, he was easily 10 years younger than Goro had been when he stepped into the other world for the first time.
"The metaverse. I'm not surprised that this is new to you,"
Goro answered roughly, his hand finding his hip. With practiced ease, he snatched his pistol from its holster, his clawed fingers hooked around the metal, and the weapon slipped into his grasp as if it were a natural extension of his skin. As long as the child thought it was a real gun, it would fire real bullets.
"I'm teaching you how to defend yourself. If you're going to be related to me by blood, you'll need to act like it."
The boy put on a brave face, even if Goro could very obviously see his trembling. For being a son of Shido, the child was just that, a child. Had Goro looked this pathetic when he was that age? Goro knelt down, gently taking his half-brother's hands into his own. He hated the idea of being soft, but the boy looked frighteningly close to running away in fear. Very slowly, Goro moved the child's hands around the gun, guiding his finger to rest on the trigger guard.
"You move your finger to the trigger only when you're about to shoot," he instructed sternly,
earning a hesitant nod from the younger boy.
"Here, hold it by yourself."
He stood up, pressing a hand to his hip, and allowing his other arm to drop to his side. The boy maintained his grip on the weapon, even with all of his quivering. Dressed in a yellow polo shirt and denim shorts, the child was the epitome of non-threatening. He had the frightening air of a toddler wielding a Nerf gun with no styrofoam bullets. His stance was amateur, his posture much too shaky to aim at all. Perhaps all of Goro's talent was inherited from his mother's side, which was a pleasant revelation to have after all these years. Out of the corner of his eye, Goro caught the blues and whites of an unsuspecting Jack Frost. This close to their entrance point, the shadow would promptly disintegrate after a single bullet. It was the perfect target for a bumbling toddler handling a gun for the first time in his miserable life. Goro cocked his head in the creature's direction, catching his half-brother's attention.
"There. See that shadow?"
He patted a patronizing hand on the boy's back, his claws digging into the meat of the latter's shoulder as he hissed,
"Prove yourself."
The boy trembled under Goro's hand, shaking like a leaf, but he slowly brought his finger to rest on the trigger. Without a persona and with overwhelming trepidation like this, the child was entirely helpless without Goro's instruction. Perhaps a kill would take that naivete and morph it into something more worthwhile, more powerful. With a shuddering breath, Caillou took aim and fired. The Jack Frost dodged the bullet with ease, its large grin never faltering as it swiftly hopped from foot to foot in a manner that exuded smugness. Shadows weren't cognizant enough to taunt. Perhaps Goro was interpreting this creature's brainless joviality too deeply, as if it were a literature assignment, because blue curtains couldn't just mean blue curtains. The shoulder beneath his hand shook with the recoil of another bullet, and then another. Goro felt the shock through his own fingers as Caillou shot again and again and again, and then the Jack Frost was no more, dissipated into the air. In the lull of their encounter, Loki slipped quietly into the back of his mind. The absence was certainly only until another shadow was spotted, of course, but Goro would enjoy the silence for the time being. That was until Goro noticed the floating mask where the Jack Frost had been a moment ago.
"What's that?"
Caillou asked seriously, innocence tainting his squeaky voice as he lowered his arms to rest in front of him. His grip on the pistol was looser, now that his target was gone. And Goro faltered because he had never seen anything like it.
A mask,
he stated plainly, his mind whirring to piece together an explanation. He was the Detective Prince. Certainly something like this would be easy to deduce. A mask. A mask. The young boy took slow steps toward it, jamming the pistol into the pocket of his shorts. That was definitely not safe. But the child reaching a hand forward, his fingers nearly brushing against the strange object, was much more not safe, and Goro hissed,
Caillou, don't!
The mask vanished, and Caillou was bathed in an ethereal light. Blue flames crawled across his body, licking up his skin, and before Goro realized it, his half-brother was clothed in his own bizarre outfit. His rebellion. Caillou reached up to take hold of the mask he now adorned, its gold visage unfitting for the child beneath it. His fingers curled beneath its shape, and he ripped it off his skin with blood and flames and all that cool bullshit the protagonists have. The Jack Frost that he had previously defeated floated in front of him with an awfully endearing hee-ho, and Goro wished, not for the first time, that he had never been born. The end. For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Zeiskyte, Zeiskyte. This story was commissioned by Sakiko for Cog and Star, and therefore it is their fault. If you would like to commission me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as links to my Patreon page, to which I hope you consider subscribing to support me, and my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.